second half, we've got to look at. And, you know, we've had a bit of a meeting in there and a meeting out here amongst ourselves about what's going wrong, what we're doing wrong, and what we need to change just to, you know, to make it things easier for ourselves, because we played well first half. And, you know, at 2-0, we should be able to run out the game and see it out and hopefully go on and get 3 and 4. We did have chances and we didn't take them, but like I say, even so, we've still got to make sure we keep it 2-0, keep clean sheet, and not give teams a sniff.
What do you think it was, Andy? You've come out to 2-0 very comfortable and you just really haven't started second half.
Yeah, I mean, credit to them, they put us under pressure, they pushed two or three men forward and got the ball forward quickly. But we give a goal from a corner and that's, you know, that's never any good, you know what I mean? Like with a free header at the back speed, that's something we've got to work on. And then after that, you know, it's 2-1 and you can go either way sort of thing. We have a couple of chances I should have scored, one or two other chances, but we didn't take them. And, you know, you're always up against it then, and to be fair, the lads are a decent shot from the edge of the box, and you think, you know, we took 2 points away again. Fortunately, we managed to stick one away at the end, and, yeah, I think overall we perhaps deserve the 3 points. We certainly create the most chances, but we've got to do things a little bit more professionally, a little bit more clinically than we did today.
Okay, lovely.
Right, cheers.
Just tell us about your goal, mate. I mean, you look like...
Head down, all sorts, smash it. That was it. No, it was, yeah, that was it. It was a tight angle, ball came to me, and sometimes one way down, so much time to think about it, or even one way down. So, yeah, a technical term, head down, all sorts, smash it.
You must be pleased
though,
to get the goal, because obviously, you know, things didn't quite go through for Barrow, and then it looked...
Yeah, exactly. It looked like I'd carried on, you know. Couldn't hit a barn door in front of goal, so... you know, pleased it came when it mattered. But, yeah, the decent thing is, like I say, all strikes will tell you to be in the right place to, you know, to be on the end of chances.
Yeah.
It's when you aren't getting any chances is when you start worrying about it. So, yeah, we'll work hard on the training ground, but we do everything as a team. You know, we can see goals as a team, we attack as a team. It's,
yeah.
You know, I'm always one of those strikers that's going to rely on a bit of service, you know, as most strikers are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got to be thankful to the lads to create the chances for us, and as long as we can take a decent proportion of them, then hopefully we'll win games.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's a testimony to, you know, sort of keeping going and believing, isn't it? Because a lot of sides would have, you know,
Yeah, massively. I mean, you know, when they got the second, you'd think that maybe they could go on and nick it, you know, and I'm sure that's how they were thinking.
Yeah.
But we knew we created chances all through the game, and like I say, you know, we've scored three, we could have had three or four more.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got to work on the fact that we don't need to score three or four goals to beat teams, you know. We've got to work on the fact that, like Histon here, you know, one goal should be enough to win us the game, and, you know, that's where we've got to put time and effort in on the training ground. To work towards. But like I say, you know, we came together late, we're a new set of lads, and we'll keep reiterating that. And I think, you know, in maybe some of the performances that's showing, you know, we've shown that we've got ability and we've got good lads, and you know, the cohesiveness of the team is there.
Yeah.
It's just developing it for 90 minutes, and, you know, that's something we've got to work on. And that'll only come through familiarity of play, you know, getting used to situations as a team, you know, and from working with each other. And like I say, that's why the Gaffer worked hard on the training ground, you know. Yeah.
But obviously great to get 3 home wins on the bounce. I mean, you know, people like, you know, obviously it's more important, I guess, to win your own games where people are watching.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can talk all we like about, you know, how we defended as a team and, you know, the chances that we missed. But, you know, come a few days' time, all people will see is 3 extra points and the table. So, you know, that's what we've got to, you know, that's what we've got to focus on, getting points while we can, and particularly at home. So, you know, particularly after Saturday, you know, we were disappointed to chuck away a couple of points there, or a point in the last couple of minutes, right? But, like I say, we're not particularly playing brilliantly at the moment. We are in spells, but, you know, if you can pick up points while you're not playing brilliantly, then it ain't bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that, mate.
All right.
Fantastic.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, mate.